You are listening to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, episode 179.
Welcome to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, where you will learn brand new and shockingly different tools to lose weight for the last time. And now, here's your host, certified life and weight loss coach, Laura Conley.
Hello, Yummy Mummies. Welcome to the podcast. You guys are in for a super special treat today because we have actual yum moms here. They are going to share their experience with us. I'm going to ask them a bunch of questions and we're just going to have a fun chat. But before we dive in, I want to let you know that doors are open for about 24 more hours. If you're listening to this on a Monday, we release a podcast a day early this week because doors are open. If you want to lose weight for the last time, guaranteed, go to lauraconley.com, click work with me, and you can save your spot for the April cohort. So get on over there. And if you need a little inspo or a seed of possibility, this podcast is going to do that for you. So let's first, we have Jana, Lindy, and Susan here with me. So let's first go to Jana. Jana, just introduce yourself to us. Tell us a little bit about you, how much weight you've lost and what it was like before and what it's like now, just living life as Jana.
I'm Jana and I live in the Phoenix Valley and I'm a mother of six kids, one grandbaby. I love to cook. I love to connect with people and I've lost 40 pounds during the Yummy Mummy experience. And before I did this experience, I basically felt stuck. I felt like this is who I am. I felt like that special unicorn. Mm-hmm. Felt like this is genetically, this is who I am. And now I really feel free. I feel empowered after doing this experience.
That's so awesome to hear. Good job. Amazing. I'm so excited for you. That's awesome. So happy that you're here. Lindy.
So I'm Lindy and I live in California. I also am a mother of six kids. Three are in college and three are still at home. I do have two granddaughters who I adore. I've lost almost 30 pounds in the last 6 months and I have more to lose and that is okay. I'm on a journey for the rest of my life to feel strong and healthy. Before Yummy Mummy, I was really struggling, lots of yo-yo diets. The last 10 years of my life, I've had injuries with my back and my feet, and it's been tough. I would try something and it would work, and I would lose the weight, and then I would gain it back after I was done. And the Yummy Mummy method changes the way you think about everything. That's just been the biggest thing for me, is that it's changed the way I used to feel, like hopeless, like similar to what Jana was saying, where it's like, this is how it's going to be for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And a sweet friend of mine told me about this and she opened up to me and in a very sweet way just said, this can change everything. And so with a leap of faith, I came in, actually, your phrase, which was, if you don't believe in yourself, borrow my belief in you. That was kind of a big thing for me when I started, because I really did not believe in myself and I didn't believe that I could do it. And family history of heart disease and other complications, I felt stuck. And Yummy Mummy just opened my mind that I could use my one beautiful life to just claim all the joy and all the power and all the strength. And it's just, it's been amazing.
That could make me cry. I remember you talking about that. Like you said, like, yeah, I borrowed your belief in me. And then I also was like, oh, my one precious life. Like I've got to live it. Like this is on the line. I remember you saying that at the beginning. That's so cool. I love that. Okay. Susan, welcome. Hi.
I'm Susan. I live in the middle of Wyoming and I have five kids and I'm kind of in the throes of motherhood with a four-year-old all the way up to a 15-year-old. And I've been married for almost 19 years to my high school sweetheart. I've lost 30 pounds and the journey's still going. Before Yummy Mummy, I, like everyone else, just tried lots of different things, weight loss challenges with friends and meal replacement programs. And I would lose the weight, at least a little bit of weight. And then as soon as those things were over, gain it back again. And it was just a cycle. And I noticed this spiral in myself where I would eat something and then feel guilty and then get mad at my family and be easily frustrated and angered. And then because I was like that, I would eat some more to cover up the guilt and the shame that I was feeling. And then it just kept spiraling and spiraling.
And I'm so glad you're saying that. I wanted to do a podcast on that because I think that is such, I'm so glad you're calling that out. It's such a normal cycle that we find ourselves in as moms. And it's just, it's optional. We don't have to live like that.
Yeah, it's definitely not a happy place. Mm-hmm. It's pretty dark. I knew I needed to do something different. And I had a nurse practitioner talk about the Yummy Mummy experience and an appointment I had with her. And she kind of got me intrigued about it. And I started listening to your podcast. And then I signed up for, you did a free School of Skinny before the program. And I was all in after that. And even before the Yummy Mummy started, I had lost 7 pounds just by doing the few things that you suggested. And now, like, that cloud of darkness has lifted and is continuing to lift as I love myself and love my body. And like Lindy said, love this one life, this beautiful life that I've been given. And to bring my family along on this journey has been amazing. They've definitely seen the change in me. I'm much calmer and connected with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's everything. That is our whole life. Like, it really is. And it's like the point of our lives. It's like to be with our families, to be with our friends and to enjoy them and not be somewhere else or half somewhere else. So I love that you are speaking to that. So you guys kind of all touched on this in terms of, we tried a bunch of things. Like, I'm going a little off script here, but why don't those other things work? And why does this work? Like, how is this different? Because I do get that question a lot. Like, okay, this sounds great, but like, I don't understand why it's different. Could any of you speak to why diets don't work and why this does work, why this is actually different?
For me, it's because there's an end to every diet. When there's an end, it's like, woohoo, we're done. Let's go eat the ding-dongs and the taquitos and all the stuff, right? So to me, it's like understanding that this is just a new way of life and thinking and living. It, there's no end. In my diet brain, that would have been like, there's no end. What do you mean there's no end? Like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life, right? It's more like a prison. And the way that I think now after going through Yummy Mummy is it's actually freedom. It's the opposite of a prison, like a diet ends. But then you're back in the cycle over and over again. Whereas with Yummy Mummy, there's this whole continuity of just, I don't know, just knowing how to continue on a path and how to retrain your thoughts and the drama with food and all of that. Yeah.
I think that's so helpful to articulate. Like, the way that you said it was perfect, because it's like, and you and Susan both just spoke to this a moment ago. It's like, you're like, yeah, I've lost 30 pounds and I'm just on this journey forever. Like, you guys sound so calm. You sound so at peace. And I love that. Number one. Number two, when I say to you, to everyone, this is a lifelong practice, on one hand, yeah, it's like, what? Like, it's very confronting. Some of you guys might be mad or angry. But then on the other side of that, there's relief. It's like, oh, that's why it doesn't work. And if you do it in this methodology, you're creating a plan that you actually love and that supports your energy and your physical health and all of that. So I think that's super helpful.
Just to add on that, like, it's not, when I first started, I felt like it was, oh, I have to lose this amount of weight in the next 6 months. And it was more like, I have to do this. And now I realize it's not like it's a race. Like, I just need to, because I've made some mistakes and I've, you know, learned through those mistakes. And so it's been a really healthy way of viewing weight loss.
that's one of the reasons why other diets don't work, is because we're white knuckling it the whole way. And if we do that, we'll eventually throw in the towel because it's too painful. It's too hard. But if we do it in this way where the pressure's off, we're not in the pressure cooker, right? It's like when the win isn't any of our business, yes, we're still going to achieve the goal, but we're not so tied, like we're not so attached to the end point. It's total freedom. We stop playing the when-then game. Like we stop it with the arrival fallacy of, you know, when I weigh this, then I'm going to feel this. And yes, we all want to lose weight because it does feel amazing. But on the way there, we're going to feel amazing too. Or whatever your feeling is, we're going to actually do that in the process. There's so much talk on the Instagram feeds or whatever about like enjoying the moment, enjoying the moment, enjoy the process. It's like, yeah, but how do we do that? And we actually learn that inside and apply it. So I love that you brought that up. Jana, what were you going to say?
Just to go along with what Lindy was talking about is that it's a lifelong journey. It's, if I can think of one word, how I think this diet is different, or I wouldn't call it diet, right?
Yeah.
How this experience is different is that it's sustainable. Mm. And other diets that I have done are not sustainable. I've done MetaFast, where you eat like 6 small meals a day, but they weren't really meals. They were like processed, I don't know, bars, and it wasn't real food. And yeah, it was actually more damaging to me. Mm-hmm. And was it sustainable? And I learned how to heal my relationship with food. I've always been like controlled with sugar. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize I was an emotional eater. And I've learned how to manage that and to heal my past with how I was raised. There's just been a lot of healing in this process. And it's helped me become a better mother, an example that I am to my children, mm-hmm. and help them live a healthier lifestyle as well.
Mm, I love that. It's so awesome.
So I have 2 things. One is just the community, mm-hmm. And the help that comes with this experience, the love that everyone gives each other, and the support has just been absolutely amazing. And I was nervous about the group experience at first, but I am so glad that we do this in a group, because the support and the love is truly making a difference. It's funny, sometimes I think like, oh, I wonder how this person is doing. Like, I haven't seen them in a while, and you just love these people that you've never met except over Zoom. So that's been really, really nice. And then the other thing is kind of going along with Jana said, like, you're just learning how to process. You're learning how to think, honestly. Like, you're not just going through life, letting every wind take you whatever which way. You're actually there in the moment and learning how to process your emotions and your feelings so that they come out in appropriate way, and not letting food control those for you.
Yeah, it's so big. I always say, like, I don't think we're taught how to think, nor how to feel. So if we're not taught how to think and we're not taught how to feel, like, of course, we're going to want to use food to fix our emotions, and our thoughts aren't there to interrupt. So we have to. So if you guys have ever felt like, I know exactly what to do, I just can't get myself to do it, it's because you haven't approached the root cause. You're just trying to put a Band-Aid. You're just trying to put a diet, but that's not the solution, right? We're trying to, like I was just talking about the other day, I had some gut stuff and I kept trying to throw random herbs or whatever my friend did at it. And it's like, I was trying to treat a problem that wasn't diagnosed. I was throwing things at it that weren't going to solve it. And then I went to the doctor and I got my poop tested, and then she prescribed these other herbs that actually worked because I diagnosed the problem and then had an appropriate solution, right? We're not diagnosing the correct problem, and therefore we're applying incorrect solutions. The reason we don't weigh what we want is because our hunger hormones are balanced. We don't know how to think. We don't know how to feel. And so that's the real problem. That's the real issue. And from there, we can actually solve it. So I love that you're bringing that up. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the barriers, because I kind of can feel the audience. They can like feel their ears. They're listening. They're engaged. They're like, I want what they have. I want that too. But number one, it's usually number one, I just don't believe because I've tried so many things. Like, why is this going to work? So we could speak to that. We could also speak to, okay, I'm in, but the cost, it's expensive, right? It is. So I'm curious, how did you guys get yourself over those humps if you experience them? So the hump of not believing, and you guys did speak to this a little bit of like, you took the leap of faith, you brought my belief in you. And then how'd you get over the hump of the cost? Because it's true. Like, I'll give it to you. It is expensive. Some of my clients will come on and be like, it's not expensive compared to, I mean, if you weigh what you end up getting. But I do think at the beginning, most of us are like, no, it is expensive. So if anyone could speak to either of those barriers, I think that would be really helpful.
I can talk just about the cost for a second. The cost of not doing it is actually so much higher. It's a huge chunk of money. So I was like, well, do I do this? Do I do this? I had been having so many doctor's appointments and therapies and all these things because of my back pain, kind of similar to what you were saying it. And I'm treating all of these ailments that I'm having, and the cost, along with my diets that cost a lot of money and my doctor's appointments that cost a lot of money. And I'm adding all this together and I'm calculating and I'm thinking, this is not as high as I think it is, because the cost of pain and the cost of struggle, I mean, mm-hmm. the emotional cost of struggle, those costs are a lot higher to me than mm-hmm. the cost of the Yummy Mummy. And it was a leap of faith. I mean, it's still a chunk, and you know, you do it and you push the button and you're like, I just did that. You know, it's a big deal. But as I look back now, I think this was worth every penny and more. Like, the way that it's changed the way I think, the way that I see myself, the way that I'm learning how to see the world, like, it just changes everything. So to me, the cost has become completely irrelevant because of the things that I've learned. Like, I feel like it's just been so valuable what I've learned here. And I'm not trying to be dramatic. Like, I actually really, really, truly feel that way, that the things that I've learned will change the way that I live the rest of my life. And I'm planning on a very long life with a lot of energy to hold my grandbabies and run around with them. Yeah. Anyway, it worth every penny.
Oh, I love that. That just gave me the chills. I think it's really helpful to sit down and actually look at that. Okay, what are the costs of my doctor's appointments? What are the costs of these diets that I'm doing that aren't actually solving the problem? Like, in the way that you said it, I thought was so helpful. It's like, I'm treating these symptoms with these doctor's appointments when maybe I could treat the root and then not have to go to the doctor's appointments, or at least lower the amount of doctor's appointments, right? I think that's so, so helpful. So, like, you guys, just do the math. Like, do the math. Like, what is the cost? Like, that's what she said. Like, the cost of not doing it was actually higher. So do that for yourself. What is the cost of not solving this and not solving it now? And only you can answer that. Okay, who else wants to speak to those barriers, the belief barrier or the cost barrier?
When I first talked to my friend about this and she told me the expense, my initial reaction was like, no way, that's insane. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to pay that. Uh-huh. I'll figure this out, you know, I'll get it figured out. And then when I spoke to her again and learned a little bit more about it, I realized I really needed this. And it wasn't just the physical aspect. It was the mental and emotional aspect. And I went to my husband and I just said, I need this experience, because I knew that it wasn't just going to help me lose weight. It was going to help me change how I felt about myself, my dependency on sugar, and just that it would bring balance to my life. And I knew that I needed that. I wanted it. He supported me and he still supports me, and can see how it's benefited me, how much happier I am, how much better I feel, how much more in control I am with my emotions and my thoughts. And the other thing that really enticed me or created the desire and need to want to do this is that my friend told me it changed other aspects of her life. And I wanted that. I wanted to be empowered in other areas of my life, not just food.
Yeah, the ripple is real. Like, it can't not affect the other areas. It can't not. So I love how you're saying, like, I went to my husband and I needed this. It's like, what if that was true for you, for the listeners out there? Like, what if this actually is a need? It can be a want too. It can be both. It doesn't actually matter. You deserve both. Mm-hmm. But I wonder about that, about like, maybe you actually do need it and just have to give yourself permission to need it or want it. Yeah, I love that, Jana. Let's go to Susan.
So I too went to my husband because, I mean, it is a stretch to just come up with that chunk of change or put it on a credit card or do it month to month, whatever you've got to do. But one thing he told me was like, I do all of these continuing ed courses throughout the year to be better at my job. And it costs this much money to do those things. And you are a stay-at-home mom. And so this program, if this is going to help you to be a better person and a better mom and increase your knowledge and increase your capacity to nurture our children and to love the life that you're living, like, do it. Like, spend the money on yourself, because we already spend this much on me and we spend this much on kids. And you know, you got to give yourself something. You have to. You got to love on yourself every once in a while. So that was what did it for me.
That is huge. I've never heard that before. That is genius. I'm obsessed with that. Yeah. Like, what about your continuing education? How are you supporting yourself in the roles that you play? Oh, that is so good. And also doing the math. Like, yes, there's a continuing ed, but I also think too, sometimes our husbands, our partners, they will spend money on themselves without a drop of an additional thought. Like, my husband, his fishing gear, I don't even want to do the math on that fishing gear. Like, I don't want to even know, actually, because I'll probably get real mad and then buy a million coaching programs. But my point is, we did a class the other day with my friend Nicole Shaka, who is a trainer, and she's been on the podcast. She's amazing. But her theme of the class was know your worth and act accordingly. And I'm like, yes. And sometimes you have to practice knowing your worth and acting accordingly. But to Susan's point, it's like, and to all of our points, really, it's like, you have to just fake it till you make it. If you don't feel like you're worth it, sometimes you got to just try it on. I feel like there's so much transformation just in signing up for a program like this and spending this kind of money on yourself, because you're like, oh, maybe I am worth it. Wow, it just did that. And I talk a lot about like, let's pass down a healthy relationship with food and body to our kids. But like, what I'm really excited about is passing down permission, especially to our daughters, to put themselves on the list or to take care of themselves. I want them to see me taking care of myself. I want them to see me putting myself at the top of the list, or at least in the top three. I think really that's like the best gift we can give our kids. So anyways, I digress. So let's talk a little bit about some of the unexpected benefits, because you guys have kind of all alluded to it. So what are some of the unexpected benefits that you've gotten? Yes, you've lost this weight, but what else are you really excited about? What else are you proud of? What else did you get that you weren't sure you were going to get?
Well, I already talked about like the friendship that we've gained through this. Our cohort, and I'm sure every cohort is the same, but our cohort is the best. And I love how open everyone can be and how like emotionally vulnerable we can be in this group. Like, we feel comfortable enough to do that and to open up, which is amazing. And so that's one thing. And then another thing is that I didn't actually realize what happened is the way that I feel about myself. Even though like I haven't lost all the weight that I want to lose, I'm becoming that person and I'm loving myself through this process. I think I've always had like just a negative response looking in the mirror or trying on clothes. And now when I try something on and it doesn't fit, I'm like, oh, well, I won't get that. Put that back in the closet or something. But just that positive momentum that I'm gaining towards my own self is really great.
I love that. And how do you feel because of that?
I feel a sense of worth, you know, like just, man, I am worth doing this work for. I'm worth all of the homework, which isn't very much, you know, I'm worth the journaling effort. I'm worth the taking a second thought about what I'm eating. I'm worth teaching other people. I'm worth the time and energy it takes to do this. I'm worth it.
That's so awesome. That's so cool. Okay, what else, you guys? Do you guys want to speak to any other unexpected benefits or anything that you've gotten besides weight loss?
I think one thing that it's been really helpful is being able to kind of take a step back from things that bring certain emotions. Like, I don't know, just feeling more empowered and in control of what's happening in my life. So, you know, if there's something difficult happening in my life, I feel like I'm more able to calmly process it and respond in a way that I want to respond instead of just being, I don't know, reactionary.
Like in reaction. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been helpful for me to take time. I don't know, just it helps me to kind of process life a little bit better. Mm. I've also been really touched, like with what Susan was saying about the vulnerability with like that connection with the women. I never really thought I would ever be comfortable to open up about things that are just so personal with weight loss. And so that's been something that's been really sweet, is there's so much love in these groups. I mean, I can only speak for the group that I've been in, but there's a lot of love. There's a lot of cheerleading. There's a lot of, it's okay. You can do it. I know you can. And I personally need that. I really like having a team of cheerleaders on my side of people that are just going to see the positive and see the value. I have that in my husband. He is just wonderful and very supportive. It's also just such a gift to be able to have that with a group of women that just really are on your side and rooting for you. And so that's been really sweet. I've loved the way I've been able to help teach my children some of these mindset skills of being able to stop and think about how you're going to choose to react to things instead of just be acted upon all the time.
That's so good. I love that.
I'll just chime in with how wonderful the group of women are that are on these calls. And I've learned so much, not just from you, Laura, but from all the women. There's amazing women on these calls. And I always learn from other people's coaching, but I learned things I didn't know I needed to learn and gain from that. Through this experience, I've learned how to be consistent. I've learned how to be in control and to have accountability, and accountability to the group, but accountability to myself, and learning to listen to my thoughts and learning that just because I have a thought doesn't mean that it's true and that I can change the outcome in my life because of my thoughts. And I've been able to share that with my children and with my daughter. She'll say things, I'm like, but is that really true? I mean, just because you're thinking that, is that really true? And how she can change how she feels in a circumstance because of her thoughts.
That's so powerful. That's so really huge. That's so cool. Yeah, we don't have to be a victim to our circumstance anymore when we have control over our thoughts or when we learn how to think. I think it's so cool that you guys are teaching your kids. That's so awesome. Okay. So next question, do you guys have a favorite moment that occurred throughout this experience? It could be inside the Yummy Mummy. It could be, you know, in your life during this time. I'm just curious, favorite moments. It's a question I haven't really asked before, but I think it's kind of a fun one. Susan?
It was a little bit earlier on, like maybe before Christmas. And we were in a coaching call and I can't remember what. Oh, I was kind of down on myself because I hadn't reached my exact weight goal that I wanted to within that time frame or whatever. And you totally called me out, Laura. And we laughed about it, you know, and just the feeling of peace came over me and like, this is not the end. Like, we're just going to keep working and keep going. And you have actually reached your goal. Like, you're still working. You're still going. You're still on this journey. And anyway, you were very funny about calling me out, but that's been my favorite moment.
I love it. So good. I have a way with that, you guys. I call you out, but it's fun, if you can believe it. I mean, and that's why you want a coach. That's really why you want a coach, because you want someone who's going to love you unconditionally, but that will call you on your BS. You do, because what's the point otherwise? And I try to do it, like to Susan's point, in a loving, fun, humorous way, right? Because then it sort of, it's very disarming and you can take action and then you can lose more weight, get your goal. Jana, what did you want to say?
Well, my answer is in twofold. So the first one is, I was saying how hard it is to make cookies and not be able to have some dough. I just didn't feel like I could do it. And you called me out and said, well, do you think that there's ever anyone that can make cookies and not eat some of the dough? And I said, no, I think it's possible. Especially when, you know, you can make a really good cookie. And you laughed at that and I laughed at it. And then I did it. I made cookies one day and I didn't eat any dough. And I was like, wow, I can really do this. And so that was one of my favorite moments, is being able to do things I didn't think I could do.
I think that's so important to highlight, because diet culture is so black and white. It's so, you know, and or. And it's like, you can be a foodie and weigh what you want. You can be a baker and weigh what you want. You can eat cookies and weigh what you want. You just can't eat cookies all day, every day, most likely, and weigh what you want. So I love that you're calling that out, because it's true. And I bet you really did believe. I know, because I used to be the same. Like, no, obviously nobody makes cookies and doesn't eat the batter. It's not even a thing.
Right. And I've like sat down with myself and thought, okay, how am I going to continue this journey when I love to cook, when I love food? And I realized that I can do both. I can cook. I'm trying different recipes. The other day I made my own hummus and that was super fun. And I'm just learning how to balance in my life with food.
I love that. Yeah, because then it shows you that there's room for and both, mm-hmm. right? And I also just want to speak to, like, it's not a compromise. It's a win-win. Because I think a lot of people think, well, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to have to give up X, Y, Z, A, B, C. It's like, you will be saying no thank you to some things, but it ends up being a win-win, because you get to weigh what you want to weigh, feel good in your body, have the energy that you want, feel confident, all the things, and you still get to eat the cookies from time to time. So I think that's so helpful to chat about. Lindy, did you want to say something?
Yeah, something just popped into my head. So two things. First of all, there is a phrase that you said that I love so much. And it was, you know, if you're not able to eat your next meal, yeah, don't worry. Your body will dine in and snack on your thighs or whatever it is. And I don't know why, but that was so fun for me to think. And the visual image of me snacking on my thighs was a great image for me. And I really like that. But also there was a part, one of my favorite parts of the program has been, there is one week where we get to envision our future self. And we get to kind of write the story of what a day might look like when we're there. And not only was it the sweetest experience for me to really just hone in on what do I want? What is the life that I want? And then also being able to hear all of the women and all of the things that they wanted. And then, of course, some of those things were wonderful, because I was like, oh, I want that too. And so it was just wonderful to be able to borrow some of these beautiful things. And I think one of my favorite things is just like the expansion of just the vision in your mind of not just, it's not just today, but we're talking about like this is your life. And I know I always say that one beautiful life phrase just because I feel like it's so, we have to claim it. Like we can't just let, life will totally pass by. It'll just go right by. But I loved that experience in the Yummy Mummy because it just, it kind of felt like it was a snapshot in time of what we can have. And I just, I thought it was awesome.
I love that too, because we don't ask ourselves enough. Like, what do I want? What do I want? Because to your point, it's just so easy to go on autopilot. Like, life will just take you if you let it, if you don't stop and ask the questions. So yeah, I totally agree.
When Lindsay was talking about looking into our future and envisioning our future self, and I was thinking about how we write out our compelling reasons, like why we want to do this and what we want to achieve. And it was so great to be able to go through my list and to mark off all the things that I've been able to achieve because of this experience. One being able to wear clothes in my closet that I haven't been able to wear for a long time. And not only wear them, but I finally had to, you know, send them to the thrift store because they just, I just can't wear them anymore. And the other thing that's probably the most rewarding is being able to participate in activities with my kids.
Oh.
I'm able to wake surf again. Mm-hmm. I'm able to do Just Dance with my kids without being totally, you know, gassed out. I've been able to keep up a little better. And that's just, that has probably been the most rewarding for me out of this experience, is to not feel limited and be able to engage in activities with my family. Because that's what life's all about, is not just connecting with your family, but being able to share these experiences together and feeling physically strong and having energy to do that.
Oh, that's so good, Jenna. I love that. Okay, you guys, let's end with one thing that you would tell somebody that's on the fence. What is one thing you would tell someone who's on the fence? They're like, I don't know. I don't know if I could believe it. I don't know. I'm scared.
I would say I was hopeless before. I felt so hopeless, like I was kind of a lost cause. It just wasn't even possible for me to lose the weight. And the Yummy Mummy helps you know that you can do it and that it's all in your power to be able to do it. There's so much confidence that has come from learning these things and learning that we can, we have, so I always felt like I wasn't disciplined enough. I didn't have enough discipline. I wasn't able to follow through on my word and all these things. And I was like, you know, other people can do it. Why can't I do it? The Yummy Mummy gives you tools to be able to become the woman that you know you can be. Or even if you don't know you can be, the woman you want to be. So that's been cool. That's been something that has been really helpful for me, is knowing that I do have it. I have the ability to do this. I just needed tools. And it's so simple. These tools that Laura gives, that you give, are so applicable to every person. And it's like once you learn these tools, it just trickles down into every part of your life. You feel like you have confidence. You feel like you have strength. You feel like you have clarity. And it's just, it's a really powerful and beautiful experience. I would say 100% do this. Take the leap of faith and claim it. Claim all that's coming to you. It's exciting.
Oh, I love it. Claim it. Okay, who's next? What would you tell someone on the fence?
I would say just do it too. Like what Lindy said, just take that one step forward. And even the first day, you're going to be pleasantly surprised with the things that you learn and the people that are on there with you. It's just going to benefit your entire life. Every aspect of your life is going to be blessed because of this decision that you'll make.
So good. Okay, Janet, do you have anything to add? I feel like we've been so thorough.
I know. Everyone's been so awesome. I'm trying to think what I can add. I would say just to love yourself enough to do this, to take this step. I have absolutely no regrets. I have no regrets doing this. And every time I get off a call with this fantastic group of women. I feel so much gratitude and I feel so empowered. And you have the tools to move forward and be able to watch my own thoughts and create the person that I want to be mentally, emotionally, and physically. And I don't think anyone would regret doing this program because it just helps you become who you want to be.
Yeah, I love that. Love yourself enough to do it. So good. Okay, thank you all for being here. You guys are the best. It's been so fun. I wish I could just chat with you guys all day long. I really appreciate it. And for my listeners, go to lauraconley.com, click work with me. We are going to start tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Monday, April 15th, we're starting April 16th. So go on and get in there. Let's do this. Let's lose weight for the last time, become free from food forever, and all the other benefits that are there. All of your whys. Like, what are your whys? Why do you want to do this? That's what's on the line. So get on over there. If you have any questions, you can always email me, laura@lauraconley.com, or you can sign into my DMs. Otherwise, have the best week ever. Thank you so much. I love you all. Hey, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, I would love it if you leave a rate, review, and a subscribe on whatever you're listening to this podcast in. Pretty pleased with the cherry on top. It would help me so much, and it would help all the other mamas out there hear this message. Thank you in advance. I really appreciate it. And you have to come check out the Yummy Mummy Experience. It's my proven lose weight for the last time group coaching and course. Head to lauraconley.com and just click work with me. Other than that, you guys, I would love to give you a free gift. If you want your free listener only gift, go to lauraconley.com/gift. And from there, you will get your free best ever weight loss hack. So cool. The last thing I want to tell you guys, is I do have a free Facebook group. It's called, you guessed it, The Yummy Mummy. Lose weight for the last time, end body drama, and get food freedom. You can just search that in Facebook, or again, you can head to the show notes and you'll find the link there. All right, you guys, have the best day ever.